This is CRED ID 5 with a message of gratitude to all of our supporters on Maximum Fun. These freshies make the show possible. If you're a Max Fun listener who finds yourself enjoying the show, we invite you to update your listening habits to include Mission to Zix. If you're not a supporter yet and want to help keep the show in existence, enlist at MaximumFun.org/donate. Oh, and you'll also get tons of bonus content like live episodes, mailbag episodes, ringtones, and way more. That's MaximumFun.org/donate. Thank you so much.
It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about that view on RV-2826.
Well, that's great, AJ.
Yeah, it's really inspiring.
Yeah, I agree.
So I drew this picture.
Oh, wow, okay.
See?
Yeah, very nice.
The planet and all of us on it.
Yeah.
Wow, AJ, that's actually very sweet.
Do you want me to... Dar!
Okay.
Dar, you want to see the picture I drew?
Wow. Very good picture.
Shit, can you see it?
Yeah, you just drew a circle.
Yeah, that's RV-2826.
Right, he drew the whole...
And we're all on it.
There's little marks on that.
That's us.
And we're all just standing right on top of its atmosphere.
Thank you.
AJ, would you like me to put this on the refrigerator?
I mean...
That is what it's... Yeah, I mean... Okay. That's
there, I mean, I don't understand.
Here we go.
AJ, the fridge is a place of prominence. This is a very big deal.
I know, look at all this stuff. RG's headshot. Yeah, a little some nest on top.
Yeah. These are tickets to Pini Gordo's concert.
Ooh. Yeah.
You weren't there for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Papa, could I grab a quick aside with you?
Sure.
Is it just me or... I don't know. Sometimes AJ kind of feels like a test run.
You mean like for having a child?
Yeah. It kind of feels like training wheels almost.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a lot of the same. You got to have discipline. You got to teach discipline.
Sure, and I'm glad we're in agreement, because I wanted to ask, how am I doing?
You are doing great, Dar. You're doing great.
And you think I'm making an impact on AJ?
Well, you did throw him down the hall yesterday, which...
Now, I said training wheels. I didn't say he was exactly like how it's going to be when it's mine.
Well, and honestly, you know, your child probably won't have a blaster to brandish all the time, so I think it's sort of a different thing, but you should probably throw him around a little bit less. I honestly,
I mean, I got tossed around all the time when I was... AJ's age.
Yeah, but you don't have any bones. Your brain's not in your head. Listen, Dart, depending on what you give birth to, you might have to be pretty careful with it.
I'm pretty sure whatever I give birth to is going to be a lot like me.
I mean, I'm sure it will be in a lot of ways, but...
Tough.
I mean, I don't want to...
Beautiful.
Listen, sure.
Sexual.
That doesn't really imply any kind of sturdiness,
and
the amount of sensuality.
Very, sure. Very hot.
These are VIP passes to the premiere of Atmosphere 5.
Wow. Yep.
And that's a photo of my wedding from yesterday.
Wait, what?
Margie, what did you say?
Margie, what?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I got married yesterday.
But yeah, Margie, we were all on the ship. We didn't have a mission
I'm
yesterday.
I'm married now.
But at the very least, you could have woken us up.
You could have invited us.
It was quick. It happened. It's not out of love or anything like that. It's...
You know how much I love a wedding.
Anyway, just continue. It's not a big deal. I'm married now, so...
Wait,
I'm
who is we?
Who's the sentient you're married to?
The ship that's next to me right now.
Oh, wow.
I had noticed the ship was close.
It's near death. It's in its last engine. It's the oldest, one of the most oldest ships out there.
I'm beautiful, young bride.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, very young, I'm very young. He doesn't know how old I am.
Coming out of it.
Wow, is that, yeah, is that...
That ship runs on coal.
Yeah, is that a steam-powered ship?
We're in love. Oh, I love you so much.
Margie, what's his name?
My name is the Blazing Rochester.
Is this ship made of cast iron?
Yeah, it's one of the earliest prototypes of a ship.
It seems too heavy to leave any atmosphere.
I've got a couple extremely modern parts that are made of something called steel.
Okay, alright.
It also has a lot of very good financial investments, and not that I'm interested, but he's worth a lot of money.
Oh, so when he blows up, you'll probably need...
He's never gonna blow up. The only blowing up that's happening is the low
fire right now. I don't know.
I know. I like that very much.
Sort of a hemorrhoid.
C-53, how does it work to have a coal burning propulsion engine out in space?
I'm dazzled by the fact that something could be on fire in the vacuum of space. I got a lot of questions too.
What is that?
How we did it in the good old days.
That doesn't answer the question.
I'm just going to push him a little. I'm going to push him away. I'm pushing you away. Oh, fuck. He's in my... Okay, there you go. Bye-bye. Bye. Goodbye. I love you. Definitely it's love that this is.
What is that paddle wheel on the back of the Blazing Rochester?
I mean, I have to assume that's for gaining speed through a particularly thick nebula, but I can't imagine that's going to come into play very often.
It's so weird.
That's very strange. Papa Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bunloy.
Hey, guys!
Hey, Nermit, how's it going? Nermit, are you in a speeder right now?
Yeah, kinda. I mean, it's not...
You don't seem to be moving.
No. It's up on blocks. It's like, my house and... It's my home office. It's my home and office here on Zima Prime.
Oh.
So,
cool.
Yeah, I've got a little outdoor space here under this awning. Oh, sorry. Actually, Key Rondo's here to install my speakers.
Hello!
Sorry, Kiorando. I'm on a call, but yeah, come on in. Just put them. I was hanging up in the corners here.
That's not where you should put them, my friend.
Then where?
Leave me to my job, and I shall leave you to yours.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Master Kiorando. Whoa, that's not where I... Wow.
Trust in the space, Nermit, and the sound quality rewards will be considerable.
All right. Thank you, Kiorando. So, yeah, guys...
You're welcome.
Oh, great.
So, Nermit, what is the mission?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. It's got a little backstory.
Okay.
So.
Okay, tuck in, everybody.
Yeah. All right. I've been thinking. What are our problems? We've got assassins after us.
Yeah.
We've got weird ships hounding us. We've got agents of the Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
The Emperor knows exactly where we are because Bargy can't turn off her location services.
Yeah. So,
my son has the password.
We know, Bargy, we know. You've talked to your son so many times between then and now.
Just ask him.
I'm respecting my son's privacy. I'm going to get it from him when he's ready.
Okay, Bargy, okay, fine. Listen. Right. Nermit, go on.
So, you know, clicking through the mission editor, and I'm not seeing much. So I call Flix Dunker and I say, Flix, we need a smuggler.
Ooh.
We need someone who knows the safe routes through the galaxy. We know someone who...
Oh, so Flix Dunker has a mission for us.
No.
Yeah, that's a good point. Nermit, is this your mission?
Yeah, I get a finder's fee at minimum.
What fee? What are you talking about?
Like, a pat on the, nub. I don't know.
Nobody's patting your nub. Nermit.
Yeah, nice. Also, Nermit, your tail is back. You don't have
Nermit,
to.
Who is this smuggler?
B-Rock.
B-Rock?
B-Rock?
B-Rock, I am told, is the primo smuggler in the quadrant, heck, the galaxy, and I know where he hangs out.
Okay.
Big Teachy's lounge coordinates.
Oh, Big
incoming.
Teachy's. I'm Wait, familiar.
Big Teachy, is that a Teachy bar?
Oh, yeah.
I love a Teachy bar. I haven't been to a Teachy bar since college, probably.
Let's do this.
Well, Nermit, let's give it a shot. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a good mission. Tell Flix Dunker he did a good job.
No way, it's my mission.
Okay.
Hey there, Mom.
Hi, Josh.
Look, Mom, I know you're pretty stressed out, but that's no excuse to be driving against traffic on this one-way street. Okay, Mom?
I obviously have a lot going
Mom,
on.
I'm not here to argue. Look, I was thinking... You could use a little support this season now that all the kids are out of school and they're back home with you and it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Down at the precinct, we all have subscriptions to Care Of.
Okay.
It's a monthly supplement subscription service. It keeps you at your healthiest, Mom. Okay, Mom, hear me out. care of's custom-built vitamin packs can help give you energy, better sleep, they help you manage stress, and keep you feeling great.
Okay.
Plus, their fun online quiz, it asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, and it takes just 5 minutes. That's only like a third of your free time each day. It should be fine.
Okay.
And then snap, your personalized care of subscription box gets sent right to your door every month with your personalized daily packs.
Okay.
And now, this bit's a KPD secret, but since you're the mother to every cop in the precinct,
uh-huh.
and also you create the air we breathe, I'll let you in on it, okay?
Okay.
If you go to takecareof.com and enter promo code ZIX, you'll get 25% off your first Care of order.
Great.
That's takecareof.com, promo code ZYXX for 25% off.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm going to let you off with a warning, okay, this time.
All right, listen.
Let's keep it street
Josh.
Legal. And also, Toad is on the roof.
All right, Toad, just get in the van.
TakeCareOf.com/Zix.
Bartender, this one is on me for the girl.
Oh.
In fact, why don't we just get the round for everybody here at the Tiki Bar.
Wow. You hear that, everybody? Our next round's on Rockwell.
Of course it's him.
I gotta go. We all gotta go.
You know, there's probably another smuggler who's just as good.
Yeah, hey, what a slick stalker.
Guys,
really
what are you
now.
Talking
no,
about?
Guys, this guy's the best smuggler there is. When I was on strike team, we tried to catch him all the time and never could.
What?
He was so slick, and he'd always be like, later.
Wait, all three of you know B-Rock?
Well, I don't know him as B-Rock, but I do know him as Brando Rockswell.
Oh, yeah, that's so I know that one.
Dart, C-53, how do you both know him?
We were partners.
Wait, C-53, you had sex with Brando Rockswell?
No, I was his smuggling partner.
Oh.
As a second in command, we were smuggling
yeah,
all over
that
the
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I ended up working for the monarch.
I never asked, I guess. Wait, Dart, so you were his smuggling partner, too?
Oh, no, we just jumped.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Actually, boy, was it.
You know what? I should have. Yeah,
it was
I should have.
Real nice.
I don't know why I mixed that. Of course,
ooh,
that was. All right.
Ooh, listen, it only happened once, but it is seared
okay.
into my memory. Right. It is something that I like to revisit on cold, lonely
all
nights.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
listen.
Like maybe we just find another spot.
Yeah, we should just go because I kind of left it. I kind of left old B Rock here brokenhearted, if you know what I mean.
And I haven't seen Brando in almost 10 years, so there's water under the bridge.
History. There's
so.
Too much history, you know, with me and with
Mr.
C.
Rockwell.
Okay.
Right. Well, Mr. Rockwell.
Very well handled.
Oh, hi. Wow, this is such an honor. Big fan.
Wow. Is that a Clint?
Did you see how he drew his gun? Did you see that? How he drew his blaster?
Yeah, he's gonna kill you,
he got it right up to my head.
Yeah.
I know I'm not looking right now because I don't need to look before I pull the trigger.
Brando, he's with me.
C-53. As I live and breathe.
Brando Rockwell.
Really got a pair of robot balls to come in here.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be here if I didn't need your help.
Super honor. AJ.
Yeah, this is AJ. I'm sorry.
I love
sorry.
Amazing hey, Angel blaster on me. It's pretty awesome.
Alright, let me put the gun back in a fancy way behind my hip.
My gun is in my butt. I shouldn't have told you that. I'm just nervous.
You know what, AJ? Let's hang back. Right, let's get a drink. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'll just say, you know, I used to chase after you. We all would chase after you, and just the excitement's all on this end of the table, because, I mean, really love your stuff.
Really stretching my patience, Clint.
wow. Okay. Papa. Let's get a drink.
You know, so 53, you were in a very different body last time I saw you, but I'll smell that cube anywhere.
No. Yeah, I'm not right, but this is a midnight shadow.
What are you doing here?
Listen, this wasn't my idea.
It wasn't my idea either, just for clarity.
Oh, look, I was so distracted by my gestating pool of rage and didn't even notice this big beauty over here. And you are glowing.
Oh,
you look great.
No, that's not till the next Octomaster. I don't start glowing.
Maybe, I don't know what it is, but you look fantastic. Let me just say that real quick.
Oh, my Rod.
It's great to see you.
No, you don't remember me.
Brandon,
remember this?
You don't...
Yeah, no, yeah. Your name, yeah. Yeah, your name, I know.
So say their name.
Sure, I just said it.
I want you to call me by my name.
You want me to...
Hey, Dar, do you guys want drinks or what?
It's Dar. And I just came up with that. Good for my brain memory.
So nobody wants drinks?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the bar.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, you know, if Brando Roxwell's buying, I guess we'll take two orange beers.
Oh yeah, that was a round on the house to everyone who was in the bar.
We were actually in the bar at that
time. I'm gonna rewind the tape here of you entering, and then
Have that security camera right there.
Yep, and let's see. And pause. You can see he's
we're right there. We can see us in the doorway.
You're almost. Let's cut to the other camera. That's horizontal. The profile view next to the door. And your nose just a hair short. Not quite in.
Well, I'm in, but he's not. Right.
Oh yeah, you actually good thinking, Clint. Yeah, the Clint is just the chin of his helmet. Is in and pink one. You're just a hair behind. What's your poison, Clint?
Oh, orange beer.
Okay. Go. All right. Well then,
that one's on Brando Roxwell.
All right.
What about you, buddy?
I guess I'll just take an orange beer.
Okay. Here you go. That's 16 croon.
16 croon.
Well, it's the last one beer. They always we ramp it up as we go. The price, the supply and demand.
Yeah, okay. Sliding scale, Papa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Here you go.
I'll give you.
Oh, hang on.
Stop.
What?
It's not an auction. You can't... What? I already bought it. I already gave you money. It's not how a bar works. I just...
You want to try and be 18 croon? Because you can't.
Also, why did she give you 18 croon? I bought them. She should buy it from me.
She outbid you.
20 croon.
No.
Do you have 20 croon?
No.
C53, you have a real nerve showing that cube around here again.
It looks like you're healed up from the incident on Orbis Vong.
That was the quickest mission we've ever accomplished. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, you really shot everything out of the sky when you needed to in pinpoint perfection.
I mean, you know what was crazy was when you and I spent the night together. That was nuts.
But you know what I always come back to? Is that time on Porygon 8. You left me for dead. That's the time that I guess I really remember with you, Brando.
I remember that also.
Yeah, I hope so. There we were, pinned down by Clint's smoke grenades going off everywhere. Blaster fire,
yeah.
And you left me there.
Did you, Jack? Because you talk so close to each other's faces when you're talking.
No, this is classic, sometimes, just like tension. This is just a different type of tension.
Yeah, but for me, this type
right
of tension is...
Face.
This is the only way I know how to show my aggressive tension.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting it now.
So I got some information about the deals that we're going to be doing after we leave the bar.
Oh, let me just make a real quick announcement. Hey, everybody, just got another deal for another smuggling. Yeah.
I can't believe you're my partner, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who are you? Who are you? Excuse me?
This is my new droid, 458.
Better known as Monkey.
Okay. Oh, Munch and I have been flying around for, ever since you were out of my life.
Left me to die?
I saved your life.
Did you?
See, I remember that we were on a very important mission to smuggle toys for the species known as the Tots, and it was very important.
I know how important toys are for Tots. All right, you don't have to remind me.
I remember yelling your name, and you were not there.
Well, I don't remember anything because I was mind-wiped by the monarchy and worked in their palace for the next 3 years.
Left you for dead, like how I left you without saying anything.
We were both dead. Tired.
That's not really the same situation, okay?
It's really not. It's not.
Well, it's when you feel like
you're... But I just want on record that I left you and didn't leave my number.
So, what's your story, Pinky? Are you like a Rangus guy? Kind of rube?
I mean, there's billions of Tellurians from the Rangus system, so that's...
Yeah, but you're like in one of the... You're like in the what? Some of 5, 7?
Yeah, 6.
Huh. I'm not one of the stereotypes, but you know. But if the shoe fits...
Yeah, how like your whole species are bartenders.
okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is your whole species... Is you're a bartender species?
Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to choose another job if you don't want to, like, be cool, but...
I mean, look how many arms he has, Pop.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I've never had beer before. This is pretty good.
Wait, is your first beer?
AJ, you've never had a beer before?
No.
Oh, hang on. Let me get my camera out. We got a wall. Yeah, I'm going to take a picture.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you have a whole wall of people who've never had a drink before?
Well, their first one. It's their first one. Yeah, look at all these people. They're
I mean, statistically, how is that possible that you have enough people walk into this bar that have never had a drink before?
Look at all those hollows. I didn't notice. Yeah. I wondered what they were for, but that's
you
what they're
reach
for.
The drinking age, and then you celebrate with your first beer.
At here this at bar?
Big Tee-Gee's.
Papa.
What? What is it, AJ?
I'm not the drinking age. I'm only 5.
C-53, what was I supposed to do? I had to leave you behind because I had to get those koosh balls back to the kids.
It was always about the koosh balls, wasn't it? About the koosh balls, or about the wacky wall crawlers, or about sticky hands, or whatever it was. It was never about me, was it, Brando?
No, it was about the kids.
Okay.
And not that I wanted it to be about me at the time, but now I'm going to make this about me. I left no lasting impression on you?
Darden, right? Darden?
No.
All I know is that you might not say you're glowing, but you are glowing to me.
Oh, this is so troubling because that works on me because I feel like a little tingle in my groin. But then I think about the fact that I made no impression on this charming person.
No, I have I'm pretty sure we holotaped it and, Munchie, you have that in your files, right?
Munchie,
Munchie's working out for you better than me.
Well, Munchie doesn't abandon me.
I did not abandon you.
I just remember turning around, and you were gone, and so I left.
They had snapped off one of my legs.
So I'm assuming that you come back after all this time and you need something, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we do need something.
Because obviously we're not going to, you know, get to the bottom of what happened 10 years ago anytime soon.
No, I don't think we are going to get to the bottom of it.
I mean, I would love to get to the bottom of it, but it just doesn't look like
it. I would love to get to the bottom of it.
So we both would love to get to the bottom.
Hey guys, looks like they're having a bottom off.
What?
I love this.
Whoa, a bottom off?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody in the bar, they're having a bottom off.
Oh,
bottom off.
Okay, all right. I'll roll my exterior casing. I'm not above this.
Whoa, Kedrock here to let you know any unauthorized modification of this frame invalidates your warranty with the Ronka Cybernetics Corporation. A friendly reminder from your pal, Ted Ronka.
Yeah, I voided the warranty. Okay. You want to mix it up? We'll mix it up, friend.
All right, let me take off my jacket. Has like my old ship doing a loop-de-loop on the back of it.
What the heck?
I want you to know he wouldn't take that jacket off when we jucked.
Because that's how I jucked, Darden.
AJ, I don't like what this Brando Roxwell's doing to C-53 and Darden. They look very upset.
Well, I should do something about Pop Big Ol' Evie Zima Warrior, Zima Knight.
You're trying to goad me into fighting?
Why don't you fight him? I want to see my papa fight him.
I don't know if I like
this.
But
you could beat him up. Probably.
Listen, I'm not going to beat him up. I'm just saying.
Smack him with the dingle hopper.
I'm not going to hit him.
No, I want another orange beer. It's good. Hey, it's good.
Hey, AJ, I think you're probably
it's
good.
It's good, Pop.
Probably
sliding
good.
It down to you. You're on the wall. You drink all night.
Yeah. On the wall. You drink all night. It doesn't rhyme, but I love it.
Hold on. Oh, I don't know if we should.
Look at me put it in my helmet.
No, AJ, listen.
Oh, I like this guy. He's fun.
AJ,
it's good.
No, AJ, we gotta stay vigilant, okay?
At first, I was like, it tastes bad, but now I'm like, it tastes good.
Yeah, you got the taste.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it works.
Pink one, you kind of a lightweight or something? You just had the one?
Pop is a lightweight.
Hey, well.
Not like me. I know how to drink.
Okay, AJ, let's just...
I know how to drink.
AJ, stop. You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
No, AJ, put the stool down.
You put the stool down.
No, how can we put it down when
I'm
you're
not holding,
holding it?
A stool?
Why does you hold a stool, Pop?
AJ, let's not cause a scene here.
You want me to sober up? Want me to sober up?
Yeah, actually, I do want you to sober up.
Okay, all right, sorry about that.
Wait, what?
Oh, all the alcohol just fell out of his arm.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you do that?
Sweat it out.
He just, whoa.
I just went, sweat it out, all my pores.
Oh, nasty.
What?
All right, everybody. Rules about the bottom off. Round one. They each bottom off. Go!
So it was a decade ago, and I remember saving your life, and then I left.
Okay. It was a decade ago, and I have footage of you leaving me behind.
Well, I mean, your turn's not over, because I have to see the footage.
Okay. Very well. Here we go.
If it exists.
All right, okay, all right, okay, all right, all right, all right. My cube has been mind wiped a few times, so there's been a little degradation of the footage. All right, but I'll play it for you right now.
See, where are you? I can't see it. See?
It's so... This road's spoken to me as a kid.
Yeah, it's very cloudy in here.
Yeah, just keep speaking or I'll crawl through the direction of your voice.
Look, see, I feel like this is a crossroads. I think this is what people call a crossroads. I'm going to have to make a tough decision soon. I got my best friend.
Yeah, that's me.
And then I have this load of goosebumps I have to get to the kids on the other side of town.
See, those kids need those goosebumps.
See, I'm going to give you a couple more seconds if you don't show up.
Yeah, I was just so degraded. I don't think that we could have really told you what was happening in there.
I was down. He left with a shipload of koosh balls.
For kids.
You and I jucked 10 months ago, and you said you loved me, and I felt very uncomfortable about that amount of emotion, so I snuck out.
It's a triple bottom off!
You know, AJ, it's been nice to just have a moment with, you know, my noob, just kind of get a couple of drinks.
It's great,
and
I
this,
love it.
And this bar is great.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Big teachies, yeah.
Big teachies.
Glad you're enjoying yourself. Here's one for the wall noob. And hey, you know what? Well, here's one for you too, Pink Guy. This one's on B-Rock.
Oh, great. I finally made it into Brando's round. Yeah, all right.
Oh, this is B-Rock's round.
Wait, yeah, I said that. It's Brando Rockwell.
That's Brando Rockwell. I'm B-Rock.
You're B-Rock?
Yeah.
B-Rock the smuggler?
Hey, you're boring my spot. Get that drink back. Come on, what are you trying to do? I'm just your neighborhood bartender.
Wait, so you were B-Rock the entire time?
Yeah, I didn't turn into B-Rock.
Oh, okay.
Wait, AJ, that means we came here to meet B-Rock.
I mean, you can't really get a drink here without meeting me, so...
Okay, no, I mean, we're here to meet you about smuggling.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can afford old B-Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess not. I mean, it is against the Emperor.
What'd you say?
I mean, we're trying to fight the Emperor, so these smugglers would, you know, help us for that. But you're right. We don't have the money.
Wait,
so
what did you just say?
You know, these would be for the Emperor, so... But you're right. We don't have the money, so we'll get going.
Wait. Come back here.
Uh-huh.
What did you say?
Okay...
You're up against who?
The Emperor.
What did you say?
Papa, what's happening?
I hate the Emperor.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yes?
He crossed the whole bartender squadron in the Battle of the Planet Crossers.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that.
What?
We lost a lot of good drink slingers.
What squadron?
We lost a couple good barbacks.
The bartender squad.
We lost several great hosts. We lost the best keg switcher in the biz.
We lost front of house and back of house.
Both, yeah, we lost the whole staff.
Huh.
We lost our ordering guy. You don't think about him. You gotta have someone to keep your stock in order.
Yeah. B-Rock, those bartenders were good bartenders and good rebels.
You know what? I'll help you.
What did you say?
Hey, Dardigen. Dardigen. I just want to say that you might not say you're glowing, but I could tell that you're glowing.
You are so close to my face when you say this. I feel like you're about to kiss me on my mouth.
Evidence!
Yeah, Munchie, play the tape. We both consented to this hollow of our jucking being made.
It wasn't jucking. It was lovemaking. Right, this was backstage at the Mononaru concert. We saw Peony have a meltdown on stage.
That's right. Oh, you can see from the hollow that we're hooking up in his green room.
Yeah.
Hey, you're
God, you're such a fine specimen. You're just really... What's your name again?
It's whatever you want it to be, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's what I like.
They never told him their name! They never told him their name!
All right, fast forward, fast forward. Fast forward.
Now that Peeny's manager's gone, I can tell you that I love you. This show just makes me love you more. Munchie.
Yeah?
Hey, I could say that that might be the best junk I ever had.
Stop the tape. That was everything I needed to hear. Ugh, I am so happy my bottoms go back on.
And also, see, now that I see you without your casing, I think, you know, I didn't see you 10 years ago, but I could tell you what I could see you right now. Loud and clear. Rise and shine. It's all patched up.
Are you forgiving me?
Yeah, I absolve you of all your sins.
You know what?
Let's just say that we've had equal and opposite rages for the last decade, and now it's all good.
Well, AJ, I guess we should go round up to RNC-53, huh?
Yeah, I'll probably get an autograph from Brendo Roxwell, probably.
No,
too.
I was saying I think that...
The standard mission protocol,
okay.
Just grab everybody, get the autographs, and get
okay.
out.
Listen, AJ...
I'm with you, Papa. What's we gotta do it?
I'm just gonna go step in and grab them, and then we can go.
Okay. All right. Look for a pen.
Okay. Not necessary. Dark C-53, it's time to go.
We are in the middle of a bottom off here, okay? If you haven't been watching...
You know what, C-53, I've watched enough, okay? And I think...
This is rule for the last round of the bottom off! An outsider comes in and deals with it all!
Makes sense to me!
No, listen, I don't want to be involved in... Okay, all right, fine. Okay, you know what? Fine. Brando, you know, AJ and I have been sitting over there at the bar this whole time, and you know what I think?
AJ, real honor.
Okay, AJ, just relax.
Just make it out to AJ2884.
Cool.
You'll get me next time. Just put your right on the shoulder there.
I just want to say something. I think everybody in this bar thinks you're a pretty cool dude, okay?
Yeah, we love Brando.
Okay, no, there's a second part to it. I'm not just stating a fact.
Brando!
No, stop. No. It's just the first half of a sentence.
A pretty long sentence.
However, I happen to see through you, Brando. Okay? I think you're just a jerk to my friends. That's all I see. You tried to kill AJ and all of his Clint buddies. Granted, I've killed a lot of Clints too, but, you know, for the purposes of this...
Wait, what?
Never mind. Beside the point. You left C-53 behind your partner just because it was foggy.
It wasn't just any old fog.
No, it's smoky, but...
I don't think Brando Roxwell's such a great smuggler after all. In fact, I don't even think he's the best smuggler in this bar.
What are you doing to me over here?
I think you go to a croon store, load up your ship with a bunch of crappy toys, and then you go sell them at a higher price to some schoolyard.
Papa Dex, toys would mostly go to charities.
Yeah, I don't make profit off of any of that stuff, actually.
It's actually the most honorable thing he does.
Look, check this out. It's, you know, for the kids.
Oh, you have a tattoo that says for the kids.
Hoyahachimachi.
Okay, you know what? I probably overstepped on that one a little bit.
Yeah, you just weren't.
But you know what? I think my original point still stands. We don't need your smuggling routes. We don't need your ship. You could take your cheap toys for kids and shove them right up the bottom of
the Barbarian Jade.
Oh, Rod.
Are you kidding me?
I'm after you. Me, Finnifer J. Ryan.
Oh, it's Finnifer J. Ryan.
Finnifer J. Ryan.
Papa, this looks like it's one of maybe the Emperor's assassins.
No, I don't. No, AJ, I don't think so. I don't think so. You actually just need the one gun.
All right.
I don't even think you need that.
Do you guys need me to smooth this over? Because it's actually FJR and I go way back, so.
Really?
Brando, what's up? Always good to see ya.
Finny to the third. How are you?
Listen, Finiford, we don't have any gripes with you.
What exactly is the issue, Finiford?
The Vargarian Jane owes me a lot of crude.
Oh.
So your issue is Vargarian.
I guess so.
Not the crew.
Where is she?
In space.
In orbit.
Hey, FJR, why don't we take a walk outside and, let me smooth things over and we can talk about Bargy all you want.
Sounds good. So how you been, Brando? You been good?
Wow. I can't believe that worked.
No, he's very charismatic.
So smooth. Yeah. So smooth.
Just like his sex style. He was very good in bed.
Yeah, no, it's...
I just wanted to really punctuate it.
Okay.
Because I want everyone here to know that I slept with that smooth, smooth criminal.
Okay.
You think maybe we could hang out a little longer and
No! What are you
smuggle?
Talking about? No!
Genitals? Smuggle genitals?
His genitals, yeah, his genitals.
We have to get... He just gave us a very narrow window. We have to get off of this planet. Also, Dara, C-53, we found B-Rock. It turned out it wasn't even Brando Roxwell. It was the bartender.
Oh.
Sort of wish I had known that.
Yeah, before somewhere. I spent all that emotional time kind of unpacking all of that.
Wait a minute.
Okay, we should go. We gotta go.
Barbarian Jane! I'm after you!
Hello, chosen ones. It is I, Zeba Master Tonek. As you know, it is my destiny to create a stunning website for Zima Prime. And I am here to tell you that my prophecy has finally been fulfilled thanks to Wix.com. Now, you may remember that for the last decade or so, the Zima Prime website has been complete garbage. We've all had to use Tom Wellington's login, a real pain in the butt. But our website is back up and better than ever thanks to the space. And also thanks, of course, to Wix. With their incredible intuitive design tools, I created our amazing website, ZimaPrime.space. Visit the shiny new ZimaPrime.space today to create your Zima name. Book a session with one of our wise Zima masters or reserve a spot with Master Spurch at our spaceport. Read our inspirational blog posts and more. And get this, you can make a professional website by yourself for free with Wix. In fact, over 150 million people use Wix for their website. With Wix, you choose from more than 500 stunning templates and then customize anything you want. It's almost like I didn't even need a cosmic destiny to make this website. Almost. Almost like that. And here's an extra fresh offer on top of all of that. Head to Wix.com and use coupon code ZIX for 10% off any premium plan, which gives you more storage, a free domain for a year, and much, much more. That's Wix.com, coupon code ZYXX. Yes, they rhyme, but their spellings could not be more different. Ah, the mysteries of the space.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, Dara, C-53, I know you guys have real complicated relationships with Brando Roxwell, but he saved us there right at the last second.
I guess I've been waiting for him to do that for 10 years.
Same.
No, that's my thing. You can have a
I know, it just
thing.
Felt like we've shared so much so far that...
Yeah, I get it. You
know, it was
sort of...
You almost shot me and it was awesome. It was great.
Hey, Jay, I just want to talk to you. You know, if Brando Roxwell jumped off a bridge, would you do it?
Too? Yeah, absolutely.
Here, AJ, this is what it would feel like to jump off a bridge.
Dara, you can't throw
That's
AJ.
That's tough love, baby. He just said he wanted to follow Brando off of a bridge.
And now I threw him into the bridge.
Oh, my rotator cuff's dislocated.
Luckily, he's biologically engineered.
Yeah, he's
that
superior.
I can't hurt him.
Sitting back together feels good.
Hey, Bargy, I just wanted to give you a fair warning. When we were down at the bar, we ran into Finneford J. Ryan, you know, the loan shark. And he says you owe him a lot of croon.
What? Why would I? What? You didn't tell him where I was, right? You didn't say where I was, what I was. You didn't say I was in space, I was in the sky, did you?
Yeah, we might have mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, we
why
mentioned.
Why would you say that? Why would you tell him I'm in space?
And you're in space most of the time.
Do you want me to be caught? Well, say goodbye to all the amenities inside of me. That fridge is going to be gone soon. It's going to be just dust.
You can't take the fridge, Margie.
You just take the drawing off of it.
It's my galleries. It's my medium.
Well, all I have right now is I have the people inside of me and my husband, who, since you left, has not gone far. He's just...
I
can
see
me.
Outside
not
this porthole here. If anyone could give me a push.
I pulled you a couple times, hun. Baby boo, my darling shipmate person.
My ducks are clogged with soot. Fire seems like it's spreading, right?
Yeah, the fire. I thought more fire than there was.
But I love you, Bargy. You're my young sprite. Oh, Bargy. Look at crew. Look at her. Look, you can't. You're inside of her. Look at this beautiful. Oh, look at that wing.
Oh, it's too kind.
Oh,
just too kind.
The moment I laid scared, I thought her. Oh, Bargy, I want you to know. You'll never have a care in the world. Let me turn this internal camera on. You see these stacks of war bonds?
I do. I don't need them. All I need is you.
Oh, that's
war
nice.
War bonds. Bonds. Which war? I can't even recognize. It could be any number of wars.
The war of the Tenurcian oligarchs.
Do you know what war that is?
Tenurcian oligarchs?
Yeah, they're still valuable.
4 centuries ago.
You're so handsome when you're historic.
We've changed what money we use since then.
This stack of weird money represents my love for you.
You didn't ask any questions about me. You just love me regardless.
Sort of. Just so beautiful. And that voice, that angel voice of yours.
Oh, you got an angel voice. You got an angel voice. You got an angel voice. Ah, look at that voice.
I'm just going to turn off my audio sensors for a little bit.
And the thing I want you to know is...
Anything. I don't understand.
That's a lot of fire.
Oh, this feels bad.
What is it?
I'm dying.
No.
Yep.
Why would you?
My love for you was too strong.
Okay. Well, that was a bad decision.
Honestly, it makes you lasted that long.
There's mostly, so much smoke in that explosion.
Smoke, yeah. Just pluming smoke.
It shouldn't do that in space.
Wow.
Yeah, this it's very strange.
Is it bad that I actually, I fell in love with him?
I don't...
He would just see when I asked him questions, he'd respond, and he knew my name, and... Oh, so he cold turns into diamond.
Hey, Bargy, I'm sorry about the blazing Rochester.
Hey, it's really a blazing Rochester now. It's totally on fire.
AJ, does this feel totally like the right time to
AJ.
Do this? I made a joke, right?
I mean, I want an extremely poor taste.
Now that's a blazing Rochester.
No, that's the same joke you just made.
Oh, okay. Looks like that Rochester is blazing.
Well, you're better off the first
time. Okay. That ship has exploded.
That's true. Oh, no, darn. No.
That time, we all know we wanted me to do that.
Yeah, that's good parenting.
Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Papa Fleck Deck Setter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship and Munchie were played by Mojan Zalfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and the Bartender were played by Seth Lind. AJ and Finifer J. Ryan, the Lone Shark, were played by Winston Knoll. Brando Roxwell the Smuggler was played by special guest Jonathan Fernandez. Jonathan is a writer and actor in Los Angeles who just finished performing 3 seasons on the Lethal Weapon TV show on Fox. The short film he wrote and starred in, Lillian, is playing at the SoHo International Film Festival in New York later this month. He'll be posting a ton about it on Instagram and Twitter, where you can find him at JFanPrime. This episode was edited by Jeremy Bent and Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Donkey Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York, and Maximum Fun in Los Angeles. Music composed by Brennan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Additional music by Shane O'Connell. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyes. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hello, listeners of Maximum Fun. I want to tell you about our newest podcast that tells you all about the truth of the flat Earth.
Have you been looking out over the horizon and you've been thinking, wait a minute, this doesn't look round. I've been lied to my whole life.
What is NASA doing with $52 million a day?
Come on. We explode the myths.
Just kidding. We're Ono, Ross, and Carrie, and we investigate extraordinary claims.
That's right. We investigate extraordinary claims firsthand. We go undercover in fringe groups. We get alternative medicine treatments. And we hang out with people who have unusual beliefs, like flat earthers, 9/11 truthers.
We do ghost investigations. We've joined Scientology, and we got baptized in the Mormon church.
If it goes bump in the night, then so do we. Why don't you check out Ono, Ross, and Carrie at MaximumFun.org?
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we're the hosts of Dr. Game Show, which is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, regardless of quality or content, with in-studio guests and callers from all over the world.
And you can win a custom magnet.
A custom magnet.
Subscribe now to make sure you get our next episode.
What's an example of a game, Manolo?
Pokemon or medication.
How do you play that?
You have to guess if something's a Pokemon name or medication.
Medication.
First time listener, if you want to listen to episode highlights and also know how to participate, follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We'd love to hear
from you. It's really fun.
For the whole family, we'll be every other Wednesday starting March 13th, and we're coming to Max Fun!
Snorlax.
Pokemon?
Yes.
Nice.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Are your speakers actually always you? Do these even plug in, or are you just projecting sound through all the speakers you install?
Nermit.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it.
All right. I'll cut that out.
A good idea.
Oh,
too complicated. Throw it away.